22 ovarian cancer patients and their families are suing Johnson & Johnson. They claim the company's cosmetic talc products led to their disease. The plaintiffs claim Johnson & Johnson knew its talc was contaminated with asbestos, but never warned customers. Johnson & Johnson denies these claims and says its talc products never contained asbestos. The case is now before a circuit court in St. Louis, Missouri. Margaret Cornyn Fisk is a reporter for Bloomberg, and she's been covering lawsuits filed against Johnson & Johnson all over the country. Thanks for being with me, Margaret.
Thank you.
So you've been following these cases against Johnson & Johnson since 2016. Give us a sense of the landscape. How many cases have there been? How widespread are these complaints?
I first got involved with this about 2.5 years ago when I learned there, at that time, there were hundreds of lawsuits with several set for trial in St. Louis. Now, the number of lawsuits is now more than 9,000 nationwide, so it's grown incredibly. You have to remember, though, at this point, while the allegations are serious, it's not established yet if, in fact, this causes ovarian cancer or whether there's asbestos in the talc, or if there is asbestos in the talc, whether it's the cause of ovarian cancer. Now, obviously, Johnson & Johnson denies that there's any asbestos in the products, and they deny any link between the talc products and any form of cancer. So it's, at this point, you can't say that it's proven either way.
But haven't there been tests that have shown this link between talc and carcinogens and their effect on the body, or are we still awaiting those as well?
There are tests both ways, and one of the things that the plaintiffs in the asbestos cases have been coming up with a number of documents that show a knowledge that there was asbestos in the talc. Now, whether or not that's connected to ovarian cancer, they still have that yet to prove.
And I guess the question is, these are such iconic products. I wonder, are there other products besides the talc that people need to think about before using?
Well, talc is in an awful lot of products, and there are lawsuits against other cosmetics companies for talc that's in makeup and in an awful lot of products that you wouldn't even necessarily know about. And it's something that maybe people should look at. If you don't have to be exposed to talc, maybe you shouldn't be exposed to talc.
And are there any demographic similarities among any of the women that are involved either in this lawsuit or other lawsuits? Are these mostly women in urban areas and rural areas, or are they just a sample of different types of women from around the country?
In the ovarian cancer cases that we were looking at, you know, last year, for instance, there did seem to be more of a concentration in the South. Because it was used for feminine hygiene, and it was a less likely thing for people in the North to do. Also, there was more advertising in southern areas, and there was, at one point, the plaintiffs were also saying that there was targeting of African-American women and Hispanic women. Again, these are things that are sort of allegations, but there was advertising, certainly looking at those markets.
And I'm just wondering, do you have a sense from what you've seen so far about what's going to happen in the Missouri case?
Frankly, no. There's a burden for any plaintiff to prove not just whether or not there was exposure, but also causation. Was there asbestos in the talc? That's the first thing that they have to show. And the second thing that they have to show is, was this asbestos connected to these women developing ovarian cancer? Now, asbestos has been linked for a long time to mesothelioma, a cancer of the primarily of the lining of the lungs. And that's been connected to asbestos exposure for decades. The science is very, very strong on that. The connection to ovarian cancer at this point seems to be limited, at least the studies.
Margaret Cronin Fisk covers litigations and civil lawsuits for Bloomberg. Thanks for being with us, Margaret.
Thank you.